Do you really believe in the power of prayer, or do you often feel you're simply talking to the wind? Maybe you only find yourself sending up a prayer when traffic is stopped or your bank account is low. The truth about God is that He absolutely sees and knows right where you are and cares about every circumstance you face, but more than all the requests, needs, frustrations, and things that push you to pray, He simply cares about you and how you respond to Him. People often say prayer changes things, so do you believe it really does? Maybe you've walked some rough roads and you prayed for a situation to change and it didn't. Maybe you prayed for healing, but healing didn't come the way you had hoped. We pray and want to see our circumstances change. If we dig a bit deeper into our faith, we'll comprehend the beauty of approaching a holy God boldly with a grateful heart, laying down our petitions, praises, and burdens we bear. When we do, we discover the change we see from our time in prayer is deeper than what we can actually see with our eyes. Search the Bible for yourself to discover more about prayer. You'll find it all throughout. There are 650 prayers listed in the Bible and approximately 450 recorded answers. God has moved through the prayers of His people since the beginning of time, and He still moves through our prayers today. I love the story Jesus told of the persistent widow in Luke 18. It's the squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of story, and Jesus shared it to encourage us to be persistent in our prayers, and more than anything, to not lose heart. Change happens in our heart when we fall on our knees to pray. We find rest when we are weary, and our burden is made light as we lay down whatever we are carrying. As we pray, even though we may not know what lies ahead, we trust God is with us, giving grace to us in our circumstance and lighting the way for us that we can't see. It's all about faith and the act of pursuing God with every single thing that's on our heart and seeking His will above our own. If it's been a while since you've talked to God, start right now. Wherever you are, He's listening and knows what you're walking through, and He loves you so much He made a way for you through Jesus to talk to Him. I love how Jesus models prayer for us in both Gospels of Matthew and Luke, but I'm the kind of person who really likes how to do things type instructions, and Jesus even gives us that in Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Jesus knows how distracting this life can be, so He gives us step-by-step helps to how we can approach the Father. Go into your room, close the door, and pray. Now, while I know the Bible also says pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5, and I do daily keep the conversation going, God absolutely knows I love to talk. Here, Jesus tells us basically to get away and get quiet and focus without anyone around. This may be tough to do for you mamas, but it's so important, and I want to encourage you to try to find time today. I know there is nothing like falling to my knees by my bed, alone in my room. Sometimes I don't know what to pray. So I pour my heart out and simply sit in the Father's presence. And it's often in those moments I feel God moving most because He has my heart. And it's not about all the things I'm facing or all the hurdles of life in that moment. It's simply trusting that He holds it all. That's the truth. Can I pray for you? I'd love to. Share your prayer requests in the comments and know that people will be praying for you. I pray you see God move in your circumstance, but even more, I pray He moves in your heart as you trust Him. I'm Lori Klein.